Welcome to Conversations on Discipleship. I'm your host, Father Adam Streitenberger. With me again today is Maggie Maurer. Good to have you, Maggie.
Hi, Father.
Let's begin with a prayer in the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord God, we ask that you bless this time together, bless all of our listeners, bless our day. We ask that you guide us according to your ways, that we might know your providential love and care for us. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. So, Maggie, last time we spoke, you were talking about your conversion, which really, it sounds, really enabled. The Lord used SPO, St. Paul's Outreach, to really help you with that. I'm wondering, how did that that relationship with SPO unfold from that, the hog roast?
Yeah, well, something that SPO missionaries are superb at is inviting. And so they were hounds in inviting me to everything. So they would invite me to these events like the hog roast, and eventually I got kind of pulled into a Bible study. And so a weekly Bible study was something that I've never been involved in, like a weekly small group with girls where they talk about prayer and faith. Totally new thing for me.
Mm-hmm.
And so about a month in, I started realizing that these people were praying every day and I was not. And so I learned from SPO the necessity of daily prayer. And I guess I used to think that I had like this special, like in quotations, relationship with God wherein I didn't need to like pray every day. I didn't need intentional prayer time. I could just like pray walking to class.
Mm-hmm.
But just being so inspired by these missionaries who would read scripture every day. Like, these were the first Catholics that I knew that would open up a Bible on a daily basis. And that was so inspiring for me and just really built this desire to daily speak with the Lord, daily open up scripture, and just daily pursue the Lord who was recklessly pursuing me.
Beautiful. The, you know, SPO also, and I think especially in the house. So did you live in a household or?
So I lived at home. I commuted
okay.
My 4 years.
Mm-hmm. I think one of the things I'm impressed with is also kind of the human formational element.
Yes.
You know, so obviously they, you know, teach them the spiritual life and kind of discipling the Lord. But also there's sort of this fuller human vocation, you know, and I think what's also striking is, you know, helping men to be real men and helping women to be real authentic women. What kind of lessons did you learn from SPO in that? I guess in how to be the woman that God has made you to be.
Yeah, so I think the biggest lessons that I've learned is the relationship aspect. And so that's something that especially college students, we all want to learn about how to have a good relationship with you know, our friends, and especially with our boyfriends, right? And so SPO taught us the right way to have a relationship, and it would always be rooted in Jesus. And so to never have any relationship that wasn't first flowing from the love of God. And I have so much to be thankful for, because my husband lived in household for 3 years, and he was hearing the same talks I was hearing about relationships, which really set up for a lovely dating experience that really saved us from a lot of wounds that maybe other college students might have during their college years dating. But with a foundation of faith, it really just opened the door for a beautiful dating relationship and eventually engagement and marriage.
And with discernment of your vocation, how did SPO help with that? Certainly, I think the teaching of how to pray and sort of the need for prayer is crucial in that discernment. But how did you come to discern your vocation to married life?
Yeah, so I came into Ohio State with a relationship from high school. And so with such a love for my mother, I was like, oh, I want to be a mother just like my mom, right? And so I never thought of anything else other than being a wife and a mother. And so eventually, after this long relationship ended, and I started praying every day, I started falling head over heels in love with our Lord. And so I didn't take this season of singleness that a lot of people in SPO do take, but I just was intentionally falling in love with the Lord. And so I finally got to a place where I realized that I had always told God what I wanted, and I never actually listened to what he wanted for me. And I had always told God, I want to be a wife and I want to be a mother, but I never listened to his response. So I thought maybe he might want me to look elsewhere. So I was familiar with the religious order out of Michigan, the Dominican Sisters, and I had found out they had a discernment retreat. And so I took a couple of my friends, and I knew that our Lord was never outdone in generosity. And so we made the trek up to Michigan. So that should tell you the risk that we took as Ohio State students. Gave a whole weekend to Michigan, I know. And at the discernment retreat, the postulants were giving their vocation stories. And they were talking about times in their life when they felt this desire, this feeling towards religious life. And in all of their stories, I could pinpoint, like, oh, I felt that feeling or I felt that desire, but towards married life. And so coming back to Ohio from that retreat, I was pretty confident that the Lord was calling me to marriage. And I had felt such gratitude that, you know, I could give the Lord a weekend and mm-hmm. he could, like, speak to me. And I could finally open up my stubborn ears to mm-hmm. listen. And not 4 days later, my now husband asked me out on a date. So I didn't have to wait that long. Ah. But
Well, first of all, let's kind of reset. If you're tuning in, this is Conversations on Discipleship, and I'm your host, Father Adam Streitenberger. With me today is Maggie Maurer. Maggie, you know, with your work, I guess, as catechetics, I keep wanting to say catechesis, catechetics. I'm not quite sure the difference between catechetics and catechesis, but I'm sure there is one.
Catechetics is the art of teaching catechesis.
Ah, okay, yeah. Okay. That's it. So the I think in that role is how you help those that you're working with in their own discernment of their vocation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so a way that I can really reach the students that I'm working with, and especially the parents, is through personal invitation, where I can invite them into something, and if they're not ready, they're going to say no.
Yeah.
And I can just trust that they're, you know, the Lord is going to make a way for them.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember one of the best lessons that I've learned through just working in a field in evangelization is that my first year, I really desired a Bible study for parents of the kids that I was working with.
Mm-hmm.
Because I could work with the kids at school and through faith formation. But if they're going home to a home that never prays, then what am I doing?
Yeah.
And so I remember I sent out an email inviting people to a Bible study, and not a single person responded.
Yeah.
And in that moment, I realized, you know what? Invitation is always better in person. Jesus never emailed people to become his disciples. He always personally invited them. So the goal is in-person invitations.
Yeah. Now, I wanted to kind of end our conversation with a passion which we both share, which is CrossFit. Now, I haven't been able to have anyone on this show yet who's done CrossFit. So you are really the first guest that I have.
I'm so blessed
to talk
you,
about
Father.
This. So, one, maybe you can explain, so that I don't have to, you can explain to our listeners what CrossFit is.
CrossFit is a class that you can take where you basically, for an hour every day, you do a crazy intense exercise that's very functional training. And these workouts, they really humble you.
Yeah.
For lack of better words.
So how did you get introduced to CrossFit?
So I'd always heard about CrossFit in my athletic background, but I never thought I would be crazy enough to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Until finally, it was after a period of time in my marriage where my husband and I, we were experiencing suffering, and I wanted to suffer well.
Mm-hmm.
And so I started praying into whether or not I should join CrossFit, because I knew that more suffering would come in life. It's not a if suffering will come, it's a when.
Mm-hmm.
And so I wanted to glorify the Lord in my suffering, but I had a habit of turning inward when I would suffer, and I wanted to have a habit of turning outward, of giving. And so I started doing CrossFit to really practice how to suffer well. Because
mm-hmm.
I knew for an hour a day, if the workout was maybe 10 minutes, 20 minutes, 30 minutes, it'd be this controlled form of adversity where I could practice suffering well. I could practice really just being humbled by how out of shape I am or how weak I am, but just turning to glorify the Lord instead. And so CrossFit has led me to actually many encounters of the Lord, because I can encounter him in the suffering and in just, I mean, it sucks, but you know, the Lord meets you in the craziest of places.
People often say to me, like, why would you want to do that stuff? But I do think, you know, we think and we know in the Christian life that we need discipline,
right,
and that we need penance, mm-hmm, you know, and that we need to come to terms with suffering.
Yeah.
I think, you know, with CrossFit, but I would also say in general, any sort of working out of, mm-hmm, you know, whether it's, you know, running or whether it's lifting or whether, you know, whatever it might be. I think this is a necessary component, not just because of the health aspect, but really, as you to your point, also it's a form of disciplining, mm-hmm, especially almost, I would say, like a penance, you know.
Yeah, and so there's something special about suffering together, that you're never in a class by yourself doing the workout by yourself, and being surrounded by a community of people who are, I mean, for lack of better words, carrying the cross together,
mm-hmm,
you know, doing this hard workout together, experience this suffering together. I mean, you can experience God in the suffering, in the adversity, and when you're done, it's just this elation of, you know, I achieved this, and now I can go glorify the Lord, even in a CrossFit gym.
Yeah, excellent. Thank you so much, Maggie. You've been listening to Conversations on Discipleship. I'm your host, Father Adam Streitenberger. Until next time, peace and all good.